So then, I was trying to explain that I simply just didn't believe her. How? It's not possible. I worked hard and she gets all the credit. Excuse me, but I don't think so. Whoa. What's that I can hear? It sounds like groaning. Am I going crazy, or can you hear it as well?
No, I can hear that too. What the heck? It's creeping me out.
Hey, I got this. Never fear when I'm around. It's in the bushes? Let me try and approach slowly.
What is it?
A
A human?
human? Wait, but I thought it was a joke about the realms and different versions of us. But he doesn't have eyes like we do. His hands, they're shaped differently. But he's unresponsive. What do you think happened?
It has to be a portal he walked through by accident. They are invisible to the inhabitants of the realm, but maybe he managed to come across one and tumble through. Looks plausible that he bumped his head. See there? I won't touch him, though. I guess what we need to do is take him to the embassy. They can deal with him there. Or at least, they might be able to pull the resources together to send them back. We are technically too young to be educated on this stuff. Well, I'm the brains between us. You're the fun.
Har har, and that's why you're a stick in the mud. Mwah. Well, I'm not scared of a human. I could easily take on 10 humans without breaking a sweat, for they're no match for me. Oh, look at that gun show. Free tickets just for you.
Oh yeah? Wake him up then.
All right. Just give me a second. I'll prop him up against the tree. Something tells me he really isn't going to be feeling too good. Hello? Are you there? Wake up, human. It's time to wake up and gotta move on. You don't belong here, and we need to take you back. You're too heavy to lift, I'm afraid. Unresponsive. I have an idea.
Don't do what I think you're about to do.
Oh, I'm doing it all right.
Gross.
I can unlock right here. Over there. Yes, he's a bit awkward.
Well, it worked, didn't it? Now he's awake. Hello? Can you hear me clearly? Don't freak out. I just look a little different from you. All is fine. Did you get an owie? Did you bump your head? Yes, you did. You poor little human, all lost and confused in this lovely and enchanted magical realm. His eyes are dilated. Isn't that a bad sign? Poor bambino. There.
He's clearly not a baby. Let me get my medkit out.
Awfully convenient plot-wise that you'd be carrying a medkit on you so casually. But who am I to complain? Not like I wrote this.
Huh? What?
Nothing.
Yeah. Let me just see what's up with him. Eyes are responsive. Are you talking to us, human? Or are you in a really bad state right now? Maybe he doesn't share the same language as us. And it's just gibberish coming out of our mouths. Oh yeah, I think that's it. Look, he's completely blank in the face. Funny that. I wonder what we sound like to him.
Kero, 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 kero.
Kero, 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 kero.
As I was saying, let's maybe check he's alright to move. I mean, in the worst case scenario, we can just take him by the hand to the embassy. I'm sure he'll follow us since we aren't really a threat and we are being nice. He looks so worried. Surely he must know we are talking about him. His eyes are so small. I guess humans really do not have big eyes. Jeez, look at his hand. Ooh. Can I touch it? Oh, look at the comparison. The size difference. That feels so strange. So, can humans swim well? Look, feel his hair. So soft. I mean, it feels exactly like our hair, but it's so much more interesting. I wonder what they eat. So many questions. So little time. Maybe we can ask him what's sore another way. Do you have a pencil and paper?
Of course. Here you go.
I'll draw a stick figure and then put an ouch face. Then he can show us what's sore and what isn't. If anything is broken, then it is a no-go for transport. If he seems just tender, then maybe we can massage the areas and then be on our merry way. Well, here you go, buddy. Let's hope you don't need glasses, or this is going to be completely pointless.
Whoa. He actually understood. So from this paper, it's his head, his shoulders, and his ears? Why his ears? I know the cartilage is thin, but he must have tumbled in a really strange way to do that. I guess the best we can do is make him feel better. He does have cuts and grazes, though, so I'll take out some antibacterial wipes and clean him up. I know you can't understand me, but this is gonna sting. You've been warned. I think we'll have to do a band-aid on that one as well. He's doing great. I can see it in his face, though. That was nasty. I can't get over the luck he would need to accidentally find a portal to our realm. He's lucky he ended up here instead of the hellhounds. Or they'd be fighting over him by now. Oh, that actually makes me wonder. Do humans have a clue about realms? Or do they think it's their universe and that's it? If not, then they're gonna be in for a big surprise. Oh, or maybe the Ministry will erase his memories. That'd be the safest bet for everyone involved. Seems like we've been blessed to meet a human. I don't think I would ever partially want to visit their realm. I heard they have a lot of issues. Not being kind to one another. Yet when they're on their own, one-on-one, they couldn't be kinder. Crazy what tricks our mind can play on us. Let me finish cleaning you up, friend. Then you'll feel much better.
There. I feel like his eyes are getting wider. He must be enjoying this little pampering session of his. Hopefully no infected wounds. I trust your handiwork very much. I'll see about his ears though. Just have to check them visually. There is no blood. And then this one? Just looks like they're swelling a little bit. Do you have an ice pack? If you snap it, I'll wrap it around a sheet so it's not as bad for him. Just over your ears like that. It's cold, I know, but you're human, so you'll be fine. It's more dangerous for us to get cold than it is for him. Oh, seems like he's enjoying it. Do you like it when I go tap, tap, tap on your ear? Look at his face. It's all funny looking. Is it nice? Tap, 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 tap. And then I rub, 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 rub. I know I'm not his personal masseuse, but what about cupping? It's a good stress reliever for us, so you never know. His face is making me laugh. Come on, you have to admit, he looks kinda cute for a human.
No, you're not falling in love with a random stray human. I swear, wherever trouble is, you follow. And I follow you, so maybe it's my fault.
Come on, we can take him back in a little bit. You massage his shoulders while I work on his ears. I mean, he could have a concussion, but I don't think so. He's responsive, just not actively talking. I mean, that's weird. That's suspicious, but it's whatever. Do you think your mom will believe us when we tell her this story? Maybe we could get something of his to take. Do you think he would be upset if I stuck my hands in his pockets? Excuse me, human. I just want to see if he got anything in there. What's this? A totem? I have no idea what this is. It's blue, but it's hard. It looks like it should be soft. Oh, he put it in my pocket. That means I can keep it, right? How kind of him. Maybe I'm wrong about humans after all. How interesting. Maybe we should head off. I don't think we should keep him. As much as it would be fun having a human pet around. Come on, human. Take us by the hands. There you go. Oh, big strong legs. Whoa, he's way taller than us. I think I'm falling in love. Young forbidden love. How we were doomed from the moment we met.
Hey, hey, you never know. You might meet again in another lifetime.
Yeah. Another lifetime indeed. Would that be so bad?